Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stanley Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and to study the Word of God together. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter number 7. And we're looking at God's recipe for revival. The Lord said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. We're looking in this verse of scripture at the people of revival, then at the plan of revival, and thirdly, at the promise of revival. I want to just briefly review the people revival and then move on in our study to the plan for revival. I said to you, God said, if my people, we the people of God are the only people that can have revival. Sinners need resurrection, not reviving. But as the people of God, we're the only one who can make or break revival. When God sends revival, it does not come through Congress. It does not come through community clubs or civic organizations, but it will come through the church. God said, if my people, which are called by my name. But then I pointed out to you, most people claim to be the people of God. And so we started our study in the Word of God to identify God's people. It is not my intention to be judgmental upon anyone. I have no right to say who's saved and who is not saved. But you and I are taught in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 5 that we are to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith. So God teaches us that we can know whether we are the people of the Lord or not. Can I use the words of the old spiritualist that said, not everybody that talks about heaven is going there. But oh, thank God, through the blood of Christ, there is a way made where sinners can come to God through Christ and be saved and become the people of God. I pointed out to you, first of all, that God's people are a purchased people. We have been bought with the price of the blood of the Son of God. We are not our own. We belong to Him. And so we looked in the Word of God at the word redeemed. And the word redeemed means to purchase by paying the price. And so I ask you the question, have you been bought? Have you been paid for in the blood of Christ? Then the Bible said, if you've been bought, you're not your own. So we're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are His. So I pointed out to you that God's people are a purchased people. And then I pointed out to you that God's people are a purged people. We are a people who have been cleansed from our sins. The Bible teaches us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, that we have been made a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that all things have passed away. You remember God said in Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 18, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." God wants to deal with people about their sins. And when they come to Him, He cleanses them from their sin and makes them white as snow in the presence of God Almighty. So God's people are a purchased people, and God's people are a purged people. We learn in the book of the Revelation, chapter number 1, and the latter part of verse number 5, the word of God said unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. So I would say to you that God's people are a purchased people, and God's people are a purged people. But let me move to the third thought in our study of the people of revival. And I'd say to you, not only God's people are purchased and God's people are purged, but God's people are a peculiar people. And by the word peculiar, I do not necessarily mean they are odd, though I must admit that God's people do not fit in to this wicked, sinful world that you and I live in. The word peculiar in the Bible means God's own personal, purchased, prized possession, and we belong to Him. Notice, if you will, please, the Bible said in the book of Titus, chapter number 2, verses 11 through verse number 14, the Bible said, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men." But in verse number 12, then the Bible tells us it not only brings salvation, but it brings separation. The Bible said the same grace that saves us will teach us how to live a godly life in this world. Notice verse number 12. The Bible said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So the grace of God, first of all, it transforms us in bringing salvation in verse number 11. Then it teaches us in bringing separation in verse number 12. But then in verse number 14, the Bible said, "Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity." He does not redeem us in our iniquity, but redeems us from our iniquity. And then notice again, the Bible said, "And purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." You see, when a person is saved by the grace of God, God sets them apart to himself and for himself. If I could borrow your imagination just a moment, the word here literally means to stake claim. It would be as though in the time of settling a country, when they stake a claim on a piece of land, they would go out and then they put up the corner markers and draw the imaginary boundaries and lay claim on everything inside that boundary. Another picture word that's given us and is very easily understood is just simply draw a circle and claim everything in that circle. You can put little dots in there to emphasize things that are there. And friend, when God saved us by his grace, he encircles us by the seal of the Holy Ghost. And we're in him, and he's in us. And for the devil to do anything to destroy us, he would have to come through that circle of God to get to us. And the devil cannot do that. But we are the prized, purchased possession of the Lord of glory. We are a peculiar people. but then we're zealous of good works. Now listen to me, dear friend. We are not saved by our works. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But the Bible then said in verse number 10 of Ephesians chapter 2, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We do not work to be saved. We work because we are saved. This is almost a tongue twister, but let me say it, and I trust God will help you comprehend that. A so-called salvation that does not work will not work. It will not work when you stand before God. If it does not change you here and now and put some godliness and some holiness and some righteousness in your living, it will not work when you stand at the judgment of God. No, my friend, God creates us in himself a peculiar people that are zealous of good works. Let me ask you some questions as I prepare to leave the air today. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I ask you the question, what's new about you? I want to say to you, God's people go to church. Do you? God's people try to live by the word of God. Do you? God's people pray. Do you? God's people seek after righteousness and godliness and holiness. Do you? You say, preacher, you're being judgmental. No, I'm just simply laying out the fact for you from the word of God. God said his people are a peculiar people. I ask you the question, what is different between you and the lost sinners that you work with on the job? What is the difference between you and the neighbors that you live among who are not saved? You say, I'm saved. I ask you this question. What did God save you from? Well, you say, he saved me for heaven. I did not say, what did he save you for? I said, what did he save you from? You see, when God saves a sinner, he saves them from sin, he saves them to heaven, and he saves them for service. As long as we live here in this walk of life, are you a peculiar person made peculiar by the grace of God? If not, you need to do something about your hope of heaven. Father, honor your word, save the lost that listens today. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. As you look at the calendar, you see we're approaching Thanksgiving, and that means camp meeting time once again here at the Faith Baptist Camp. Let me invite you to make plans to join with us. We begin on Sunday evening on the 23rd of November, and we'll go through Friday night, the 28th. We're located at Resaca, Georgia. That's about 45 miles south of Chattanooga and about 70 miles north of Atlanta, just off Interstate 75. Pastor Sammy Allen, the folk of the Concord Baptist Church, invite you to join us for a great week. And then remember, I need to hear from you. Take the time out today, write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.